tonight is your night. I said, tonight is your night. We are in a month like no other. The month of joy. March, the month of joy. Ada, are you here, somebody? Are you here, somebody? You know, it is possible to have joy and not have perfect joy. It is possible to have joy, but not joy in full. Most of you, spiritually, there is joy. Are you here, somebody? Some of you, even financially, there is joy. But there is an area where there is no joy. The month of March is a month like no other. Because in this month, the Lord wants you to have joy in all areas. In your body, there should be joy. Financially, there should be joy. Spiritually, there should be joy. In your relationships, there should be joy. In your career, there should be joy. Right there at school, there should be joy. You're doing a course online, there should be joy. In your marriage, there should be joy. With your children, there should be joy. In your family, extended families, there should be joy. So this month, it is not just a month of joy. Mm-mm. It is a month of perfect joy. Complete joy. I want you to cry out to the Lord. Oh Lord, grant me joy in every area. In this month of Adar, may I experience complete joy. Perfect joy. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, have your seats. Dimensions of Adar. Dimensions of joy. Are you here, somebody? Are you here, somebody? Number one, Adar Yesha. Habakkuk chapter 3. Habakkuk chapter 3 from verse 17. Habakkuk chapter 3 from verse 17. The Bible says, though the fig tree may not blossom, nor fruit be on the vines, though the labor of the olive may fail, and the fields yield no food, though the flock may be cut off from the fold, and there is no herd in the stores. Go to the same scripture, Amplified Classic. The Bible says, though the fig tree does not blossom and there is no fruit on the vines, though the product of the olive fails and the fields yield no food, though the flock is cut off from the fold and there is no cattle in the stores. Are you here, somebody? So I want to tell you this in this day now. This was in their day. Are you here, somebody? This was in their day. But in this day, the Lord is saying, though in your career, instead of being promoted, you are going down. Though in your bank account, there is nothing but debts. Though in your fridge, when you open your fridge, there's completely nothing, not even a bottle of cold water. Are you here, somebody? Are you here, somebody? The Bible says, though if you look around, there is completely nothing. Everything is working against you. Are you here, somebody? Everything is working against you. Let's go. The Bible says, yet, my God, I will rejoice in the Lord. I will exult in the victorious God of my salvation. Give me again NKJV. So you understand. The Bible says, yet I will rejoice in the Lord. I will not cry. I will not be despondent. The Bible says, yet, even though everything is working against me, I will rejoice in the Lord. I will joy. I will joy. I will have joy in the God of my salvation. This is a dimension of joy. Are you here, somebody? This is a dimension of joy. And this is a dimension where you have joy because you are saved. Can I tell you something? Before you were born again, everything was bothering you. Now there are some things that even though they are happening against you, you are no longer bothered. Because now you are born again. Are you here, somebody? So just the fact that you have salvation, That word salvation is the word Yesha. And it means to be rescued. It means to be delivered. And it means salvation, to be saved from danger. So the Lord is saying, even if everything is going against you, but just the fact that you have salvation, you will have joy. You will rejoice in the God of your salvation. Go back to the scripture, verse 18. The Bible says, yet I will rejoice in the Lord. I want all of us to read this part. What does the word say? Let's go.
Yet I will rejoice in the Lord.
I cannot hear you.
Yet I will rejoice in the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
I will joy in the God of my salvation.
The Bible says, I will joy in the God of my salvation. Just because I have the God of my salvation, I will have joy. Are you here, somebody? This is the first dimension of joy. That even if everything is not working out for you, but because you have the God of your salvation, you are still able to rejoice. You still have joy. Are you here, somebody? I want you to declare, In this month, I have joy in all areas.
I have joy in all areas.
Complete joy. Perfect joy. In the name of Jesus. Do you know what gives you joy? When you are saved, you know that this is not your home. You know that ultimately, I am looking forward to eternal life. And that is why you have that joy. The joy in the God of your salvation. You know that you are redeemed. And just that on its own is something that should give you joy. Are you here, somebody? That is something that should give you joy. The joy in the God of your salvation. Are you here, somebody? Let's go to Psalm 62, verse 2.
He only is my rock and my salvation.
Mm-hmm.
He is my defense.
Mm-hmm.
I shall not be greatly moved.
He only is my rock and my salvation. He is my defense. If the Lord is saying, I shall not be greatly moved, why is the psalmist saying that? It means there is something that is moving. There is something that is going through. That if it wasn't him, anyone else would be moved. But he says, because the Lord is my only rock, and because he is my salvation, he is my defense, I shall not be greatly moved. I shall not be greatly moved. Why? Why won't he be moved? Are you here, somebody? Because he has found the God, his salvation. The Lord is salvation. When you find salvation, your life changes. When you find salvation, there is a certain joy that comes upon you. There is a certain joy that you carry. And this is the first dimension of joy. I want you to say, Oh Lord. May I have joy.
May I have joy.
In the God of my salvation.
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 Because I am born again.
Because I am born again.
I will always walk in this joy.
I will always walk in this joy.
In the name of Jesus.
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 Yes, you are born again. Yes, you have this joy in the God of your salvation, but it is not enough. Are you here, somebody? It is not enough. There is another level, another dimension that you need to tap in. Another dimension of joy. Are you here with me, somebody? Psalm 16, verse 11.
Psalm 16,
mm-hmm.
verse number 11.
Yes.
You will show me the path of life.
Mm-hmm.
In your presence is fullness of joy.
Mm-hmm.
At your right hand are pleasures forevermore.
In your presence,
yes,
is fullness of joy. This is a joy now that you find in the presence of the Lord. This is a joy that comes because you inhabit in the presence of the Lord. This is a joy that comes upon you because you dwell in the presence of the Lord. Are you here, somebody? Are you here, somebody? That word presence. Are you here, somebody? That word presence is the word panim. P-A-N-I-M. Panim. And that word is the word the presence. That word, literally, the literal sense is the face. In the presence of the Lord, you behold the face of the Lord. Are you here, somebody? Are you here, somebody? So the Lord is saying there is a joy that comes in just being in the presence of the Lord, in the beauty of his holiness. Are you here, somebody? Where you can behold the beauty of the Lord, there is a joy. There is a joy that comes in the presence of the Lord. That is why you will see, you can be so down, but when you start to worship the Lord, what happens? Automatically there is joy. Just the time you start worshiping the Lord, even as you start praising the Lord, you can even find yourself dancing. You can even find yourself dancing. You will not even know where all the problems run to. You will not even think of your problems. It is as if you have no care at all. Everything is totally different in the presence of the Lord. Are you here, somebody? Everything is totally different in the presence of the Lord. Turn with me to Psalm 73 from verse 2. I want to show you something. Psalm 73 from verse 2.
The Bible says, but as for me, my feet had almost stumbled. My steps had nearly slipped. Verse number 3. For I was envious of the boastful when I saw the prosperity of the wicked. Let's go.
By the way, the one saying this is a worship leader. Asaph. This one is not someone who does not know God. This one is a pure worshiper. A very powerful worshiper. Asaph. But Asaph almost slipped. He almost lost it. Let's go. There is more. Look at the scripture. There is so much more. Let's go.
For they are no spangs in their death, but their strength is fame.
Let's go to TPT from verse 5. Let's go to TPT. The Bible says from verse 2, here is my story. I narrowly missed losing it all. I was stumbling over when I saw the wicked doing. For when I saw the boasters with such wealth and prosperity, I became jealous over their smug security, indulging in whatever they wanted, going where they wanted, doing what they wanted, and with no care in the world. Are you here, somebody?
We are here.
No pain, no problems. They seemed to have it all. They lived as though life would never end. They didn't even try to hide their pride and opulence. Cruelty and violence are parts of their lifestyle. Pampered and pompous, vice oozes from their souls. They overflow with vanity. They are such snobs, looking down their noses. They even scoff at God. They are nothing but bullies threatening God's people. They are loud mouths with no fear of God, pretending to know it all. Windbags full of hot air, impressing only themselves. Yet the people keep coming back to listen to more of their nonsense. They tell their cohorts, God will never know. See, he has no clue of what we are doing. These are the wicked ones I'm talking about. They never have to lift a finger, living a life of ease while their riches multiply. Have I been foolish to play by the rules and keep my life pure? Are you here, somebody? Most of you, you've gone through this situation. You see the wicked flourishing. It looks as though everything is working out for them. And you think, so is there no use to me being righteous? Are you here, somebody? Are you here, somebody? They will even tell you to your face. Are you here, somebody? Verse 14. Here I am, suffering under your discipline day after day. I feel like I'm being punished all day long. If I had given into my pain and spoken of what I was really feeling, I would have sounded like unfaithfulness to the next generation. When I tried to understand it all, I just couldn't. It was too puzzling, too much of a riddle to me. Are you here, somebody?
We are here.
This is the worship leader, Asaph. Asaph is overwhelmed by how good the wicked are living. And according to him, are you here, somebody? He is seeing as though the wicked are flourishing. He is seeing as though the wicked are having it all. The Bible actually says he was saying to himself, these people do what they want to do. They go to places they want to go. They speak anyhow. Are you here, somebody? And yet me, I cannot go to any place that I want to go. I know the places I cannot visit. But for them, they have no limitations. I know that there are some words that can never come out of my mouth. But they just speak anyhow. And yet for them, everything is moving. Are you here, somebody? Are you here, somebody? But the story changes on verse 17. Give me verse 17. Even NKJV, give me verse 17. The Bible says, until I went in the sanctuary of God, then I understood their end. Are you here, somebody?
Are
you here, somebody? The Bible says, until I went in the presence of the Lord. When I entered the presence of the Lord, immediately my perspective changed. Immediately I understood it differently. Let's go to verse 18. My God, surely
you set them in slippery places.
Mm-hmm.
You cast them down to destruction.
But he was never saying this minus the presence of the Lord. Do you know there are some things, just as I said, when you begin to worship, when you begin to praise, all of a sudden, you can even smile. You will even be laughing that, why was I crying? You will even be thinking, but why was I so despondent? Why did I lose it? Why was I put so aback? And yet you will see in the presence of the Lord that there is nothing to worry about. You will have joy. There is a certain joy that is only found in the presence of the Lord. In this month of March, I said, in this month of March, may you always be in the presence of the Lord. In the name of Jesus, may you behold his face. May you see the beauty of his holiness. In the name of Jesus, there is a certain joy that will come in your life when you are in the presence of the Lord. And in this month, the month of Adar, if you want to experience the joy in its fullness, be in the presence of the Lord. Be found in the presence of the Lord. There is a joy that you can only find in God's presence. There is a joy that you can only find in God's presence. That is why people will be wondering, but with everything he is going through, how come he is not sad? You cultivate the presence of the Lord. You just saw his face. How can you be sad? You just saw his face. How can you be crying? You just saw his face. How can you be ashamed? There is something that happens when you cultivate the presence of the Lord. I declare over your life, somebody, in this month, you will find the joy that is found in the presence of the Lord. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. I want you to declare, oh Lord.
Oh Lord.
In this month.
In this month.
May I be in your presence.
May I be in your presence.
In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
May I be in your presence.
May I be in your presence.
In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
May my spirit
long for your spirit.
Long for your spirit. In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
May my spirit yearn for your spirit.
Yearn for your spirit.
In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
There is a certain hole in your heart that can only be satisfied by the presence of God. Are you here, somebody? There is a certain space in your heart. There is a certain joy that cannot come from anyone but from the presence of the Lord. Are you here, somebody? Are you here, somebody? Are you here, somebody? Adapanim. Adapanim. In this month. In this month, yes. You will be found in the presence of the Lord. Yes. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Then I'm taking you to another dimension. Yes, you are in the presence of the Lord. You have the joy of your salvation. There is another joy that comes with obedience. Are you here, somebody? Yes, Lord. Deuteronomy chapter 6, verse 4-9. Deuteronomy chapter 6. Verse 4 to 9.
Hear, O Israel. Mm-hmm. The Lord our God, the Lord is one.
Let's go.
You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your strength. And these words which I command you today shall be in your heart. You shall teach them diligently to your children. And you shall talk of them when you sit in your house, when you walk by the way, when you lie down, and when you rise up. You shall bind them as a sign on your hand, and they shall be as frontlets between your eyes. You shall write them on the doorpost of your house and on your gates.
Are you here, somebody?
We are here.
In Deuteronomy, the Bible says this is the Lord speaking to the children of Israel. And the Lord is saying, you will live in obedience to me. You will love me with all your heart. Not just your heart, but all your strength. Not just your strength, with all your soul. Do you know what that means? Do you know what that means? When you love someone with not just your heart. Mm-mm. Because normally we love with our hearts, right? But the Bible says, you will love me even with your soul. Even with your emotions. Even with your mind. Even with your senses. You will love me. And with all your strength, you will love me. And the Bible says, you will be obedient to my word. You will make sure to obey my commands. Are you here, somebody? Are you here, somebody? Take me to John chapter 15, verse 10 to 11. John 15, verse 10 to 11.
If you keep my commandments, you abide in my life. Just as I have kept my Father's commandments and abide in his love. Verse number 11. These things I have spoken to you, that my joy may remain in you. And that your joy may be full.
These things I have spoken to you, that my joy may remain in you. Which means you, it is possible to have joy, and the joy can run away from you. Are you here, somebody? But the Bible says, if you live in obedience, if you hear me, according to Deuteronomy chapter 6, if you hear me and live in obedience, the Bible says, my joy will remain in you. Are you here, somebody? My joy will remain in you, and your joy will be full. This means joy can be measured. If my joy will be full, it also means my joy can be half. My joy in you can be quarter. My joy in you might be just 10%. But this level, it is the level when your joy is full. Are you here, somebody? Are you here, somebody? That scripture, Deuteronomy chapter 6, that scripture is called Shema Levot. The Hebrews know that scripture. It is a scripture that they pray in obedience to God. And that is a life that is fully obedient to God. The word Shema is the word heart. Remember in Deuteronomy chapter 6, it was speaking about the heart. You can listen to the word of the Lord, but is it your heart that is listening? Are you listening with only your ears? But now you need to get to a level when even your heart is listening. When your heart is listening, you will do what you listened to. It is totally different. This is a level when you now hearken. You hearken to his word. You are not just hearing. You are not just listening. You are hearkening. So that word is coming to you, not just to sit in you, but for you to take action over the word. That is why the Bible says you are just hearers of the word. But I want you to not just be hearers, not just hear, but hear with your heart. Because when you hear with your heart, you'll be able to do it. Are you here, somebody? Are you here, somebody? In this month of Adar, in this month of Adar, if you want your joy to be full, you need to listen with your heart. When you listen with your heart, you need to action on the word. Most of the times, we hear the word, especially in our church, the word does not scare us at all. Actually, we have maybe too much word, but are we really hearing with our hearts? Are we doing that word? Are you here, somebody? Be doers of the word, not just people that hear. Don't just be like people that hear the word. Hear the word with your heart and do it. Hear it with your heart and then action. Hear what you've heard, execute it. Are you here, somebody? Are you here, somebody? I remember there was a certain person. I think it was at IVP. Someone had come instead of the mother. They had come to represent their mom. And their mom had cancer. And the prophet said, you, for your mother to be healed, she needs to forgive. For your mother to be healed, she needs to forgive. That woman has been hearing the word of God. Word has been coming to him, to her. But it is time for her to hearken to that word. To hear what the Lord is saying and to obey. If that woman, even after IVP, she goes back, but the mother does not forgive, there will be no healing. Are you here, somebody? That is why when the prophet was introducing this month, he said in this month, we will hear the Lord. We will hear the Lord. He actually said, the Lord will speak to you in dreams. You will have so many encounters and you will see visions. Those will be instructions from the Lord. Now, after having that dream, what have you done? After hearing the Lord, what have you done? In this month, you will hear the Lord, and the Lord will tell you, for your business to move, this is what you need to do. You need to take that person as your partner. This one that you are working with is the one that is the problem. You need to hear it, and you need to do it. In this month, the Lord will tell you, for your relationships to change, deal with anger. The issue is you. There is this issue. There is anger. Process this. Deal with your anger. So this is the month when you need to sit down with yourself. Can I say it again? This is the month when after hearing, after speaking the tongues, after crying, sit down with yourself. What is the Lord speaking to you? Do you know the problem in church? Most times when we hear someone like me, I'm speaking to you now, and you're thinking what I'm saying is for your neighbor. It is for you. Actually, if you just thought this one is for that one, it is definitely for you. I am not addressing your sister. I'm not addressing your brother, but you. What is it that you need to change? What is the Lord speaking to you? What needs to change in your character? What is it that needs to change in the way you speak? This month, sit down. Hear the Lord with your heart. You know, when you hear with your heart, you will not be defensive. When you hear with your heart, the word will pierce you. Do you know there are some times you will hear something, it will not really pierce your heart. There are times when your heart is so open that when you hear, it pierces your heart. You know, I need to change. You know that this is the problem. In this month, are you here, somebody? In this month, you will sit down with yourself. After hearing from the Lord, you will now make changes in your life. Amen. This is the month when things have to change in your life. For you to experience full joy, you need to change some things in your life. There are some things in your life that need to be rearranged. There is a certain part of your life that needs to be changed. Are you here, somebody? There is something in you. I know you were born again. I know you are spirit-filled. I know you speak in tongues. You can even be like Paul, more than everyone else. But what is that area that needs to change? Are you mean to people? Are you just an angry person? Are you a difficult person to be with? Are you here, somebody? Most of you, if you can just look at you, the real you, the real you, that one, the real you, the one that manifests at home, the one that your guards know. Because if I go to your guard, or if I go to your nanny and ask them about you, they will tell me the real you. Not the one you are carrying to church, but the real you. Deal with that real you. This month, hearken to the word of the Lord.
Yes.
This month, hearken to the word of the Lord. Where you need to change, make changes. Where you need to make amends, make amends. Where you know here I am doing, it is not right. I am wrong here. Pray to the Lord. Go in his presence. Seek the spirit of the Lord. Tell him, Spirit of the Lord, you are the spirit of conviction. Convict me. Let me know the areas I need to change. Do you know those are prayers we never make? We are busy. Oh God, fire, fire, fire over a breakthrough. A breakthrough that the Lord will not give you because there is a character in you that resists that breakthrough. You are crying out, oh God, hey, lightning, hey, thunder. And the Lord is like, if I release thunder, it will come to you. Are you here, somebody? The Lord is like, but if I release thunder, this thunder I can really release. But this thunder will be the end of you. Are you here, somebody? Are you here, somebody? In this month of Adar.
Yes.
In this month of Adar,
yes,
you will hear the Lord. Not only will you hear him with your heart, but you will also do the instruction. In the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, in this month, you will have full joy. I said in this month, your joy will be full. When you look in your bank account, joy. When you look at your career, joy. When you look in your body, joy. When you look in your marriage, joy. When you look everything around you, in your business, joy. In your school, joy. Over your children, joy. In this month, your joy will be full. I said, in this month, your joy will be full. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Some of you are waiting on your papers. You need visas. In this month, there will be joy in that area. In the name of Jesus. Over that immigration issue, there will be joy this month. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, I want you to speak to the Lord. Oh God.
Oh God.
In this month.
In this month.
I will hear you with my heart.
I will hear you with my heart.
And I will take action.
And I will take action.
In the name of Jesus.
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 I will hear you with my heart.
I will hear you with my heart.
And I will obey.
And I will obey.
In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus. Obedience. And on the same, let me tell you, partial obedience is not obedience at all. I want to tell you a story in the Bible. The Bible speaks of the king Saul. The Lord instructed Saul via Samuel the prophet. And the Lord said, go to Agag. Kill all the Agagites. The Bible even says, even the animals, kill. Even a dog, kill. Everything that you find there, completely destroy. Don't take anything from them. Are you here, somebody? And King Saul really went to Agag. And he really killed everyone, minus the king. Only the king. And he killed all the animals, minus the fatted ones. And he is saying he wants to offer the Lord. But these are cursed materials. This is not what the Lord said. The Lord said it plainly. Kill everyone and everything. I don't want anything from Agag. And King Saul, he obeyed. Maybe he did 90% obedience. But according to the Lord, that was pure disobedience. Are you here, somebody? That was pure disobedience to the Lord. That was rebellion. Think in your life. There are so many areas you might be obeying God, but one area, only in one area, there is disobedience to the Lord. It is as though you are not even obeying. Full obedience is what the Lord requires from you this month. You want to live in full joy. You want that your joy may be full. Then obey the Lord completely. Obey the Lord completely. When the Lord says, now, stop this, you stop. When the Lord says, that man, have you seen that man? Give him something. Give them something. Are you here, somebody? When the Lord says, this your sister really did you wrong, but forgive, forgive. Are you here, somebody? Forgive. Let go. When the Lord says, this now, you need to leave it and do this, do it. Do you know why Abraham, up to now we speak about Abraham? Because Abraham obeyed. And for Abraham, it was even more difficult than so. Because Abraham, it involved him leaving everyone that he loves, everyone that he knows, everyone that he is used to, going to a place you don't know. Imagine that the Lord tells you today to leave your mother, to leave your father, to leave your brother, your sister, everything that you know, even your home, to leave it, to go in a place. Now you are saying, okay, I might leave. That might not be a big problem, but where am I going? I will show you. Imagine if it was you. Imagine if it was you. That is why for Abraham, Isaac was not a difficult thing to obey. He already obeyed the Lord, something even more painful. Imagine that that is your mother, that is your father, that is your family. That might be all that you have. And the Lord says today, pack your things and leave. So, okay, God, I am packing, but where am I going? Give me a location. And the Lord does not even give you a location. No GPS comes in your phone. No location at all. You leave, you don't even know where you're going. What if the people now begin to ask you, my son, where are you going? Do you know that was a very painful thing? But Abraham did it. He obeyed 100%. He obeyed the Lord. He was living in obedience. That tells me that obedience requires faith. You need to have faith in the Lord for you to obey. You need to obey the Lord fully. Are you here, somebody? Are you here, somebody? I remember a time. My God, thank you, Jesus. I remember a time. I had met Major One. I am working. A very nice job. Very, very nice. Everyone, people were discussing about me. I was young. I was really, you know, in my career, things were happening. Like really, really happening. You know, things can be happening, but on a small level. Not for me. Things were really happening. And the Lord says, resign. And I go to resign. Everyone around me tells me you're making the biggest mistake of your life. But I know that this is not a mistake. Now, what are you going to do? I did not even have an answer. How are you going to find? How are you going to take care of yourself? I had no answer. Remember, it was not like now. Nothing was established really at that point. I did not even know, okay, so I'm resigning. You know, it's something that you are resigning, but you want to start your business. It's something that you are resigning, but you'll be doing consultancies. It's something that you are resigning, and you know you are resigning because there is this that will give you your upkeep. There is this that will sustain you. There was nothing. There was nothing. I remember someone called me and said, so, okay, so Mary, you are resigning. What will happen one day when you don't have food? I just looked at her and I said, then we'll be fasting. Isn't it? I'm going to a man of God. Are you here, somebody? Are you here, somebody? Obedience. Obedience. Obedience will bring you full joy. Because I obeyed the Lord. Are you here, somebody? Because I obeyed the Lord. Now look at me. I'm speaking to you.
Yes.
Are you here, somebody? There is no way at all this would have happened. No way. No way at all. Even at that job, I would have gone maybe for international meetings and speak to 50 delegates. I would have gone to international meetings and speak to at most maybe 500. Now look at me. How many of you am I able to speak to? Why? I obeyed. So in this month of Adar, you yes. want to have full joy, then obey the Lord fully. Yes. Obey him 100%. Don't obey him with measures. Don't obey and say, this I can do, but this part is too hard. No, obey the Lord fully. I said obey the Lord fully. You will enjoy full joy. Obey fully. Your joy will also be full. Obey quota, your joy quota. But you need to live in full obedience. Full obedience. Some of you, all you have to do is forgive. Forgive. Some of you, all you have to do is let go of that anger. Some of you, all you have to do is take away that bitterness. Some of you, all you have to do is have that prayer and fasting that the Lord said you should have. Some of you, all you need to do is to give. Some of you, all you need to do is find someone, that poor auntie at the village, that auntie in the village who doesn't have food, and you know the Lord has been telling you to take care of her. Just obey and take care of her. You will see the Lord do marvelous things in your life, and your joy will be full. Are you here, somebody? Are you here, somebody? I declare to you, somebody,
yes.
this month your joy will be full.
I
said this month your joy will be full. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Your joy will be full this month. I said your joy will be full this month. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus.
I receive.
Number 4. Ada Ecclesia. Are you here, somebody? The joy that is found in the temple. Ada Ecclesia. The joy that is found when a grouping of the called out gather together. Ada in the temple. Have you seen when you come to the house of the Lord? Even the way you know, we will go in the temple and you just look at your sister and you have joy. You just look at your neighbor, you have joy. Have you seen the way we will be in the service? And the prophet will say, give a high five to your neighbor. And just a high five to your neighbor. Observe it if you haven't. Me, I am so observant. When the prophet says, give a high five, you should see how everyone is smiling. You should see how everyone is so joyful. There is a certain joy that comes when we go in the temple. That is why David said, I was glad when they say, let us go to the house of the Lord. Are you here, somebody?
Matthew 18, verse 20.
Yes.
The Bible says, for where two or three are gathered together mm-hmm. in my name,
mm-hmm.
I am there in the midst of them.
I am there in the midst of them. Give me now 2 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 17, NIV.
2 Corinthians
3:17, NIV.
Now the Lord is the Spirit, and where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is freedom.
Where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is freedom. The Bible says, where two or three are gathered together in my name, there I am in the midst of them. And then the Bible says, now the Lord is the Spirit. And where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is freedom. There is liberty. People are liberated. There is joy. Are you here, somebody? There is joy. In the temple of the Lord, there is a certain joy. Do not despise the gathering of believers. Do not despise it. When you are in church, even the way you pray is different. When you are in church, the way you worship is different. There is something about being together in the presence of the Lord, but also in his temple. There is something that happens in the temple of the Lord. Are you here, somebody? There is something that happens on Mount Zion. There is something that happens in the temple. The Bible says, in the presence of the Lord, where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. There is freedom. There is something that happens when you gather together with other saints in the temple. Are you here, somebody? Are you here, somebody? In this month of Adar, make sure you partake of the Adar Ecclesia. Are you here, somebody? Make sure you partake of the joy that is found in the temple. Be found in the temple. In this month, don't miss services. Don't miss services. There's nothing as important as being in church. Don't miss services because you are going to a business meeting. That person that you're going to a business meeting to with, remember, if they were Muslims, there is no way they would not go to a mosque on a Friday. They will go. You will have to wait. They will go. On Friday, you will go to the shops. They will close. They don't care if a billionaire wants to come to the shop. But as long as it is time to be in their temple, they are in their temple. So what is the problem with us believers? Why is it that so many people despise being in the house of the Lord? There is nothing really, but we just feel like, today I don't feel like going to church. This month, I said this month, be found in the temple of the Lord. This month, be found in the temple of the Lord. Are you here, somebody? Are you here, somebody? There is a joy that comes in the church. There is a joy that is poured on the ecclesia. There is a certain joy that is found only in the temple. In this month, not only are you going to have the joy of obedience, not only are you going to have the joy that comes because you are a child of God, because you are saved, not only are you going to have the joy that you find when you behold the face of the Lord, no, you will also have this joy that is poured specifically in the temple. Are you here, somebody? I declare over your life, somebody, there will be joy that is found in the temple in your life.
Yes.
In the name of Jesus.
Yes.
You will partake of this joy.
Yes.
In the name of Jesus.
Yes.
And this month, your joy will be full. This month, there will be perfect joy in your life.
Yes.
In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Number five. James chapter 1. Verse 2 to 4, NLT.
The Bible says,
mm-hmm.
Dear brothers and sisters,
mm-hmm.
when troubles of any kind come your way,
mm-hmm.
consider it an opportunity for great joy. For you know that when your faith is tested,
mm-hmm.
your endurance has a chance to grow. So let it grow. For when your endurance is fully developed, you will be perfect and complete, needing nothing.
Let's go again to verse 2. Let me read it. The Bible says, dear brothers and sisters, dear you, listener tonight, when troubles of any kind, when troubles of any kind, is it a financial trouble? Is it an accusation trouble? Is it a trouble in your relationship? Is it a trouble in your business? What is the trouble? Any kind. Let's go. The Bible says, when troubles of any kind come your way, consider it an opportunity for great joy. Consider it an opportunity. Do you know an opportunity? It is like a door opening. So the Lord says, when troubles of any kind are coming your way, look at it that the Lord has opened a door for you. An opportunity for great joy. Not just joy, but great joy. So every time you see any kind of trouble, just know that the Lord is actually giving me, this is an open door to great joy. Let's go.
For you know that when your faith is tested,
mm-hmm.
your endurance has a chance to grow.
The Bible says, when your faith is tested, when your faith is tested, Your endurance has a chance to grow. When will you have a chance to grow your endurance? Only when you're tested. Are you here, somebody? Give me the same scripture, the same portion, verse 3 in NIV. Because you know that the testing of your faith produces perseverance. Give me Amplified Classic. Be assured and understand that the trial and proving of your faith, your faith must be proved. Your faith must be proved. It brings out endurance and steadfastness and patience. What you are going through, that is what will bring out in you patience. That is what will bring out in you perseverance. That is what will bring out in you endurance. Let's go to verse 4. But let endurance and steadfastness and patience have full play and do a thorough work. Are you here, somebody?
We are here.
Some of you are saying, but my troubles are taking too long. There is a thorough work that needs to happen. Let's go. So that you may be people perfectly and fully developed with no defects, lacking in nothing. The Bible says, consider it pure joy when you go through so many problems. Consider it pure joy. Consider it joy. The Bible says, let it be an opportunity. Know that the Lord is giving you an opportunity for great joy. When so many kinds of troubles are coming, any kind, it might be several at once. The Bible says, don't fret. The Bible says, don't cry. Consider it pure joy. Are you here, somebody? Consider it pure joy. Pure joy. This is a joy that comes in the midst of trouble. This is a joy that comes in the midst of a testing. This is a joy that comes in the midst of a testing. Are you here, somebody? The Bible says, consider it joy, pure joy. Consider it an opportunity for great joy. When all sort of kinds of troubles come your way, remember, the Bible says, all things work together for good. All things work together for good for those who love the Lord and for those who are called. Are you here, somebody? Are you here, somebody? And the Lord says, your faith has to be tested. The Lord has to prove you. The Lord has to prove you. Are you here, somebody? The Lord has to prove you. If you are in grade 10, you need to move to grade 11. You cannot just go because the teacher likes you. Even if the teacher likes you too much, you still have to pass the test. And if you fail the test, even if the teacher prefers you of everyone else, you will repeat that grade. Are you here, somebody? Are you here, somebody? Most of you, the teacher loves you too much. But the problem is, you failed in that grade, so you are still on the same stage. You need to pass the test. You need to pass the test. Consider it joy. Be happy. Have joy. The Bible says, rejoice in the Lord always. And again I say, rejoice. Rejoice in the Lord always. And again I say, rejoice. The one who wrote that scripture is Apostle Paul. Someone who was in chains. Someone who knew tests. Someone whose faith was proved. Are you here, somebody? But he says, rejoice in the Lord always. Again, I say, rejoice. He does not say cry. He says, rejoice. He says, have joy. And the Bible again, let me go back to James chapter 1 from verse 2. The Bible says, my brethren, count it all joy when you fall into various trials. Various trials. The Bible does not say count it all joy when you fall into a trial. Various. There may be many happening at once. It might be pouring in your life. But the Lord says count it all joy. things might not be moving. Just like the first scripture we read in Habakkuk chapter 3. Everything might be falling. But the Lord says, count it all joy. Count it all joy. Don't fret. Don't cry. That is why, do you remember what our father told us? Major One said something on the 31st. He said in 2025, be careful. He actually said, especially you women. Do you remember Woman on Fire? Do you remember what he said to Woman on Fire? He said, especially you women, don't cry when it is time to be rejoicing. Why would you be crying? Because it is a painful thing. You cannot cry when it's something that cannot cause you to cry. For you to cry, it means there is something that is testing you. There's something that is happening and you think, this is too much. That's why you'll be crying. But he said in the year 2025, don't find yourself crying when you should be smiling. Don't find yourself crying when you should be smiling. Are you here, somebody? Are you here, somebody? The Lord might just be proving your faith. And you are giving up. The Lord is proving your faith and he loves you too much. But because of what you are going through, you've even concluded that the Lord doesn't love you. Who told you that your circumstances determine the love of the Lord? Who told you that? Who said that to you? Who lied to you? Are you here, somebody? Who told you that lie? That when you're going through problems, it means the Lord doesn't love you. No, it doesn't mean that at all. On the contrary, there is a door. There is an opportunity for great joy coming. And when you pass that test, my God, when you pass that test, that great joy is coming. I said, when you pass that test, that great joy is coming. In the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, yes. The Lord has a miracle prepared for you. There is a miracle with your name on it. Yes. And when you go through what you are going through, yes. When you just pass that test, that miracle is yours. In the name of Jesus, there is a great thing coming in your life.
Yes.
Don't you worry. Don't cry. Don't lose heart. The Bible says, count it all joy. Count it all joy. When various trials, not just when a trial, but when various trials are coming, when so many trials are coming, when so many things, any kind of trouble is coming. On one end, your money you invested, your money, all of it is gone. And at your work, nothing is moving. You look in your business, you were saying, okay, so actually, maybe this business will help me. Even that business is not moving. You go home, fight after fight. The Bible says, count it all joy. Your husband, your boyfriend left. Are you here, somebody? Your boyfriend is boutiquing you. Find it all joy. Count it as a joy. Are you here, somebody? Count it all joy. He said he will marry you. Now he's missing in action. Count it all joy. Are you here, somebody? At least he's missing in action now, before you are married. He would be missing in action when you are married already. Count it all joy. Are you here, somebody? Count it all joy. When you go through various troubles, count it all joy. You are sick, yes, but the Lord did not say that will end up in death. Count it all joy. Are you here, somebody? Count it all joy. You will get out of that bed. You will walk again. Do you know the time that people give up? When things are happening. Just when you are on the, you know, the breakthrough, you can even smell it. That's the time when most believers give up. Now they feel like the troubles are too many. They feel like now, this is too much. Count it all joy. Imagine if Job cursed God and died. Imagine what he would have lost. Imagine what he would have lost. We never hear of the wife of Job. We don't hear him. When the Bible is speaking of restoration, when the Bible is speaking of the 10 children and the 3 beautiful daughters, we never hear of the wife. Are you here, somebody? So don't be like her. Count it all joy. Count it all joy. Do you know the word troubles? Do you know the word troubles? What that word is in Greek? That word, the word troubles. Are you here, somebody? Let me give you the spelling. P-E-I P-Y-R-A-S-M-O-S. Pyrasmos. And do you know what it means? This will blow your mind. An experiment, a trial, a proving, an attempt. Just an experiment. Do you know, some of you, it is just an experiment that you're going through. It is just but an experiment. What you're going through, that which is causing you sleepless nights, it is just but an experiment. It is just an experiment. What you're going through, it is just a proving, just to prove. Are you here, somebody? Just to prove you. And why would someone prove you if it's not for something to happen afterwards? Because if you need to be proved, it means there's something great happening. There's something great about to happen. But the Lord has to prove you first. How is your faith? Tried and tested. Are you here, somebody?